This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
I have a friend that likes to say that every culture has some type of food that gets stuffed. So Italians stuff ravioli, Middle Eastern stuff grape leaves, Slavic countries stuff cabbage, Asian culture stuff egg rolls. Growing up in my family, being Middle Eastern, we would have stuffed grape leaves. I remember watching my mom roll these leaves filled with rice and beef and different seasonings. And then I found that it would take her forever to roll them, but then I could consume them like in seconds. And that was happened when I was, since I was a little kid. And then in 2014, when I was preparing for my ordination, I was looking through a catalog for a chalice and a patent that I would use be given to me on my ordination day. And I found one that has this pattern. It is called the grape leaf texture. I figured that was perfect. My family for years has fed me with grape leaves. How fitting is it that the chalice that I use also has grape leaves on it? And so there's some grapes, there's some wheat, and then there's the little leaves that you can see coming from the various vines. When I received it with just a small little gold plate. And I asked, well, where's the matching set for it? Where's the patent that's used for the bread? And where is the ciborium that's used to store communion? And the store owner said that they looked all over Italy where my chalice came from, and they said they couldn't find a matching set. There was none to be found. And so then I thought, well, I need a plate to have the bread in for Eucharist. So then I purchased this patent, which has the name of wheat texture. And so I figured, how fitting. The chalice that has wine would be called grape leaf texture, and the chalice and the patent that has the bread would be called wheat. And so then I was ordained in 2017 here in this parish. And then soon after ordination, I went to Michael Burge's Catholic shop, which is where you can buy chalices and hosts, and you can buy the bread for communion. You can buy chasubles and stoles and albs. And they had this little cabinet that had all these different chalices and items in there. And if you don't know this, I like shiny things. So I walked in there and I was like, let me go and check it out. So I go into the cabinet, and I see something that seems very familiar to me, but it was alone. I found the patent and the ciborium that matches my set that was purchased 4 years earlier in San Antonio, Texas. And I said, well, where's the chalice that goes with this? They said, we don't know. It was purchased years ago. No one has ever bought this. And on top of that, it was 50% off. So I couldn't, not have a deal. So I had them put this aside until I brought my chalice. And then I brought my chalice in and realized that it was the same exact set. That the little node here is the same node that's on the ciborium. Then, after 2018, I was assigned to go to Brooklyn. And as a parting gift, both the parish and the choir paid for the rest of these two items so that I would have a complete set. And when I went to Brooklyn, the friars there figured that it was during COVID. We were trying to use things separately. So we each used our own chalice and patent set when we would have mass. And so I started to do this every day when I would have Mass. And then when I came back here, I decided I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to use my same chalice and patent. And as I was looking at it earlier yesterday, I realized that when you're looking at the node, it's hard to tell where the branches begin, where the vines are, where do they start, where do they end. And I think that that's a great symbolism for the reading we heard today. I am the vine, you are the branches. We don't know always where exactly the vine begins, the branches start. We don't know how they're all connected. We know that they kind of form this weave of branches on a grape leaf tree. In addition to the receiving them, it's tradition that you get them engraved before your ordination. So my sister took my chalice, and at that time, this patent, and took them, I don't know, I guess it was a year before my ordination. I don't really remember the time. So the day before my ordination, I was sitting around with family at the hotel where they were staying, and my sister said, we have a gift to give you. And so she first gives me the chalice, and she said, I want you to read it. And so I read it, and it said, I love you, and I'm so proud of you. Love, Dad. Now, at this point, my father had already passed away. And my sister said that when he was still well, she told him about the tradition of receiving the chalice and the patent at ordination, and she asked him, what would you like said? And he said, I love you, and I'm so proud of you. Now, some of you know this about the story about my father. The last month and a half of his life, he entered a coma. So I didn't hear him say anything. And so the fact when I read this and I heard these words, I began to cry. I'm a sap. And then she gave me this other one, which had the name, the writing from my mom, which says, God bless you, Naduda, which is her nickname for me. Love, Mom. And the fact that, like, my patent says Naduda is just endearing for me because that's the name my mom calls me. And so when I got the new chalice and patent, I added the same saying on the bottom for my mom. And then for the ciborium, I added a phrase from St. Francis that has always struck me whenever I was reading about his life. And this is in a story where he's talking about the Eucharist. And he says, he who gives himself totally to you may receive you totally. I love this saying because what's used to give you, the people of God, the Eucharist, is a phrase that reminds us that Jesus gives himself totally to us. And we, in turn, are to give him totally ourselves. And as we hear about the readings today, St. Paul, that we heard in the first reading, needed to be vetted before he started to proclaim about Christ. A couple chapters before in Acts of the Apostles, it literally says that he dragged Christians from their homes and brought them to the Jewish leaders. He literally was hunting for Christians so that they could get in trouble. And now, he is an apostle preaching the word about Christ. Granted, he did have a miracle happen. Christ came and spoke to him. But he was given now this spirit to proclaim God. And that's why Barnabas needed to watch over him and to prove that he was actually going to preach the word. And that he wasn't going to hurt Christians. And as I was reflecting on the gospel and the story from Saul about Paul being a newfound believer of Christ, it made me think about how lucky we are that we have stories like this in our scripture passages. Because if Paul, who was dragging Christians from their homes, can be a saint, there's hope for each of us. Each of us can be saints. No matter what we've done, no matter how many times we've done it, we too are called to be saints. And as I was reflecting today about the homily, I thought of the theme of wait for it. Because we don't always know when, how soon, how long, how much fruit we're going to bear, but fruit will be born. I would have never thought that when I was a little kid watching my mom make grape leaves, that I would one day be a priest, or that I would one day have a chalice that's titled Grape Leaf Texture, or that I would have a matching ciborium and patent with that same symbol, that I would find it 4 years later on the other side of the country. That's not me. That's God. That's God bearing fruit in my life, that I even am blessed to be able to come back to the place where I receive these items and share them with you every time I say Mass. That's God. So I tell you, if you're struggling, if you're not sure where life's going, if you're not sure how things are going to be tomorrow or even later on today, wait for it. God will bear fruit in your life. Sometimes we just have to wait a little bit to see that fruit be born.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.